Catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
Yo, welcome to Cruise Control with me, Dave Daniel, on Africa Tech Radio. And as usual, today we are going to be exploring the relationship between technology and the society. And we're going to be looking into how important it is for everybody everywhere to access technology, regardless of their background and circumstances. As we all know, technology has changed the way we live life, we work, and interact with one another. And in today's digital age, technology plays a very crucial role in nearly every aspect of our lives, from education to healthcare to employment and to social connections. However, not everybody has access to these essential tools and resources. And I'm sure that we all know that access to technology is not just about having the latest gadgets or high-speed internet. It's actually about having opportunity to participate fully in the digital world and benefit from the opportunities that it offers. Or you might be wondering, what are the opportunities that it offers? Well, we're going to be exploring the opportunities and why it is very important for us to actually have access to technology. Not just access to the internet. Access to internet is not access to technology, but access to actual technology. One of the most important reasons why we have to access technology is improved communication. I've said it over and over, talked about different social media apps and talked about this and talked about that, but technology has really made it easier for us than ever to connect with people all over the world. And with the rise of social media apps and messaging apps, you know, we can communicate with family, friends, colleagues in real time anywhere in the world, regardless of wherever they're located. You can talk to your friends in Antarctica. You can talk to your friends in Austria, in Australia, anywhere they are, and pretty cheap too. So the more technology advances, the easier it is to communicate with people all over the world. You can have friends that are not just in your immediate society. You know, I spoke about how there was one time in our lives, well, not our lives really, maybe, but there was one time in life, maybe in the life of baby boomers, where to communicate with your partner, you had to write letters. Or imagine having a partner that is outside Nigeria. Imagine with the new advancement of Jakba, where everybody live in the country, you know, family, friends. Imagine if it was the time when technology was not where it is now. Just imagine how easy it would have been, or how difficult it would have been to actually communicate with people that have traveled. The people that traveled and they never got to meet their families or see their families again because there was really no way to communicate with them. You probably send letters and your letters are lost in the mail, or it takes 2 months, 3 months for your letters to reach your loved ones. Imagine someone, they moved away or something, and you don't ever get their letters. But now you can know what is happening as it is happening. And this is a very, very important reason why everyone should have access to technology. It is very important. Another thing is access to information. I talk to my friends and I say, there are things happening. Things are happening, but there's actually a deficit of information. It's like how people say, oh, the government doesn't do anything. Or I had a conversation one time with a friend and I said, oh, the government never does programs for people. And I'm like, oh, but there's this program and there's this program. I think that these programs actually exist, but how many of us have access to the information? So technology is very important in accessing information, in passing information. You know, also the internet has made it very possible and easy to search for and find information on virtually any topic. Like, it makes it even difficult for people to think now, because before anything, you just say, oh, how can I do this? How can I do this? How can I do this? It makes it very easy to access information, any kind of information, whether about your health, which is not advisable. I don't ever advise anybody to Google anything that concerns their health. But really, when you search the internet, you literally have idea about anything and everything that you want. It has also allowed people to access education and training no matter where they live. Do you know how nice it is that you can sit in the comfort of your house and attend universities? Imagine you are in Nigeria, and with the right access to information with your money. Anyway, you can attend a school in the US. I have a friend that is running his master's in a university in the UK and is in Nigeria. Technology has made this possible because there's no way you would have been able to do it without that. Now we can go online and access free courses, paid courses in whatsoever field that you're interested in. You don't have to sit in the four walls of a university. Your room can be your school. Your sitting room can be your school. You can be in a bus and have access to classes and all that simply because of technology advancement. Also, things like job opportunities. Imagine a world where when you graduate from school and you go for your service, you will carry your hand, write application letter, and go from office to office and ask them if they were employing. You carry your CV in one hand, you have your application letter in another hand or inside the same file or folder, and you're going from office to office, and they have like a signpost outside or a blackboard outside saying, oh, vacancy, apply here. That was what the world used to look like before technological advancement. But now you have different sites, different applications. You have LinkedIn, you have Jobberman, you have Glassdoor. You have so many of these people actually giving the opportunity to access jobs by scrolling through your phone or through your laptop. On LinkedIn, people get jobs every day. People contact you, recruiters that contact you. You don't have to walk under the hot sun trying to search for a job. But people used to do that not even very far into the past ago, whatever that means. But like not so long ago, people would actually carry their CVs and the application letters and walk all over Lagos or Nigeria, whatever state that you are, looking for jobs. But technology has made that very easy to do. Also, technology has made it easy for people to connect. Apart from your family and friends, just imagine that now you have the opportunity to actually connect with whoever you want to connect with. Go on LinkedIn, you have the opportunity to send messages to your mentors. Go on Instagram, on Twitter, you have the opportunity to discuss with people. You know, even go to Twitter spaces, LinkedIn lives, Instagram lives. You have the opportunity to have one-on-one connection with these people. Sometimes you're on a Instagram live with your favorite, with your fave, whether your fave musician, your fave actress, and you request to join their lives and they add you on it. This is like having one-on-one conversation with this person. Technology has made this possible. There are a lot of things that technology has made possible, which has even given you access or given us access into people's lives. Maybe not their actual lives, because we know that people airbrush their lives and their realities and put it on social media. But technology has actually made it very possible to do a lot of these things. And very importantly also is medical advancements. You know, with the help of technology, doctors, researchers have been able to make significant strides in treating and preventing diseases. Every day we hear new things that happen, new advancements in the world of medicine. You hear that a pig's heart is used to replace a human's heart. You hear that Neuralink was created and people that don't have limbs can have access to typing and all that using their brain. Like, wow. Wow, just wow. You hear a lot of things. You even hear that researchers are able to build embryos without actually having to take out of the human. Technology is just fantastic, honestly. I mean, we know that there are like the negative aspects of technology, but everybody should have access to technology. Even technology has made it also easy for and possible for medical professionals to access patients' records and communicate with other healthcare providers, which has improved the quality of care for patients. Now we have online doctors. We have medical practitioners being able to have video chats with their clients. Do I want to use clients? With their patients, without actually having to see them. You see therapists holding therapy sessions without having to visit you physically. Being able to communicate with your doctor without having to be in the same space as them is actually a great stride, I'm gonna say, because who knew, like maybe 20-30 years ago, that we'll be here. Now you even see doctors come online, come to Instagram, come to Twitter to talk about how things to do, things to prevent. You can go on YouTube and watch videos. YouTube is even giving real-time videos on how to, if you're in emergency, what to do when there's an emergency situation. And this is beautiful. This is, technology has made all this possible, and it is something to really behold. But when we talk about people having access to technology and how important it is for them to have access to technology, we can also not overlook the fact that there are some negative sides to technology. We speak about some negative influence of technology, especially on the mental health. We spoke about the fear of missing out. We spoke about cyberbullying. We spoke about addiction. These are some of the negative effects of social media, of technology, you know. But we cannot, people say, you cannot close your eyes for the bad to go, you miss the good. So you really cannot close your eyes and say, well, I'm not going to have access to, I'm going to lock myself in the stone age and not use technology just because there are some negative effects of technology. Because they say if someone drowns, they'll still use water to take their bath. They'll still drink water. They'll still use water to cook. So even if there are people that have experienced the adverse effect of technology, we also have to understand that the good outweighs the bad. So it is very important for us to access technology. You know, access to technology is not just luxury. It is a fundamental human right that empowers individuals, strengthens communities, and drives economic progress. And by working together to bridge the digital divide, we can ensure that everyone, no matter where they are, whether they're in the trenches, whether they're in the islands, or whether they're in the lowlands, outer lands, and outlands, but everyone everywhere has opportunity to harness the power of technology and to build a very bright future for all of us. Thank you very much for listening to Cruise Control today. And I just want us to remember that access to technology matters for everyone. That is where we draw the curtains on Cruise Control today with Mide Daniel on Africa Tech Radio. Do not forget to follow us on all social media platforms at Africa Tech Radio and on Instagram at ATech Radio. Listen to us on all streaming platforms and subscribe to us on YouTube. We are Africa Tech Radio. Of course, the conversation never stops.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on AfricaTechRadio.com.